Now, this WCBS Women in Business report, Marcy Sims runs the Cy Sims Foundation and sits on a number of corporate and nonprofit boards. But the former president of the discount chain her father founded has fond memories of the retail business.
It was something that evolved, starting just with men's clothing and then women's and children's. And it was a huge success. And we see with the demise of Lohmann's that really the idea of off-price bricks and mortar has been a successful business model in the past, but you don't want to do that today.
It's sort of the end of an era, isn't it?
It was a sad day, but one that was on the horizon. We saw it happening after 2001, that there was an enormous growth of online access to name brand and designer clothing. And the supply chain for companies like Sims was dwindling. The real goods were going direct to the consumer from the designer showroom with their mailing list or their websites.
What do you think about TJ Maxx and Marshalls?
Well, they really are the last one standing in many respects, and they've been very well managed and come out a big winner.
The Secaucus-based Sims, founded in 1958, folded at the end of 2011.
WCBS News Time, 9:52.